You know all about me. Lord, you know everything there is to know about me. You perceive every movement of my heart and soul. You understand my every thought before it even enters my mind. I vividly recall the day when, not long saved, I saw Psalm 139 for the first time and realised there was nowhere to hide. I'd spent my life up to that point running and hiding, trying to blot it out with drink and other things. The discovery he knew me inside out didn't fill me with horror, but with unspeakable delight. At last, here was someone who knew the absolute worst about me, all my grot, and still loved me. Indeed, here was someone who loved me enough to say no further and stop the headlong rush to certain distraction. Someone who knew everything I'd tried to do to make myself acceptable, to gain approval, who accepted me just as I was. Someone whose approval I didn't need to strive to obtain because he already approved me. I remember the joy, the relief that flooded my soul. At that point, I had no knowledge of the fact that it was because I was now in his son that everything bad had been washed away and I had a completely new DNA. That understanding would come later. All I knew was, I was like that. Now I'm like this. Forgiven. Washed. The one thing I knew of a certainty and no one could take away from me was, I was forgiven. Totally, everything. As a result, transformation took place. I could have hugged a tree. I was well aware now that I no longer had to try to be someone. I wasn't to gain the love of those who said they loved me. I no longer had to strive to please anyone but him, and he seemed pleased already. There was nothing left for me to do but humbly accept and receive everything he wanted to give me. I fell deeply, deeply in love. It seems strange to fall in love with someone you've never met, at least in the natural, but what I'd experienced had nothing to do with the natural. It was totally and completely supernatural. I received security, significance and self-worth in one complete package instantly. Identity, acceptance and belonging tagged along behind. Unconditional love was what I experienced from him, and I reciprocated it with mine to him. I surrendered my life and will to the one who knew me best and loved me best. People told me I'd get over it. More than 30 years later, I'm so much more in love I can hardly contain myself, like that old song, I can't stop talking about him. I'm so blessed I found a relationship, not religion. Because that was what those around me thought I'd done, got religion. How could I explain that someone had captivated my heart so I sang as the maiden in the Song of Songs, my beloved is mine and I'm his? How could I explain that it seemed that all I'd ever known was what it was to be love or to love? I'm still in that place, speechless, adoring, trying to explain the unexplainable. Experiencing transports of delight, trying to put in words how lovely he is, trying to convey it all somehow, trying to convey to you what it feels like to be in such an intimate, life-changing, all-consuming, eternal love affair with the incredible one who asks nothing of me but to receive all that he is and all that he has. Pause in his presence. Selah.